Do you know what's the funny thing? As a millionaire, I'm still living at home with my parents playing video games. This is exactly what I had been doing as a kid. And so sometimes I wonder to myself, after all of that work where I got into Google and Facebook as a tech lead and made all this money and had this full-fledged career, what was it all for if I just ended up right back where I started? Why did I study so hard, get into these good colleges, get into these good companies? What has really changed in the end? And maybe that's actually the good thing. Not much has changed. I've avoided taking on a lot of responsibility. And in fact, if you take a look at my life recently, I've been planning this 2 to 3 month extended trip. I don't really know for how long it's going to be. I don't know the final destinations. And you may think that this is something that anybody can do. Well, yes, kind of. Although in reality, when you consider to yourself, are you able to just right now suddenly drop everything and go off for 2 to 3 months? Don't you have things to take care of? Contracts, schedules, plans, meetings, or just a bunch of stuff at home that you're going to want to maintain or keep track of? And so one thing I've realized that truly sets me apart as a millionaire compared to, say, normal people who can only pretend to be wealthy is that I truly have no responsibilities. Other people are weighed down by various obligations, duties, schedules, and they are chained to their lives, trapped in their own daily routine. And as the old adage goes, the things that you own end up owning you. So today I wanted to talk about how I had gotten rid of all of my responsibilities. So first off, let's talk about the things that I do not own. Okay, I don't own a house that I have to maintain and clean and manage. I don't own a fancy car that I need to wash, repair, and maintain or take in for oil service. And I don't own any cell phone plan contracts that are tying me down to some crazy 2-year contract. Speaking of which, that takes us to our sponsor, techlead.ting.com, a new smarter phone plan service. And so if you've gotten yourself locked into some expensive cell phone contract plan that is overbilling you every month, then you'll want to check out Ting Mobile, a low-cost, no-contract cell phone plan service. See, I used to pay $50 to $80 per month locked into expensive contracts, thinking this was the only way I could get mobile service, when in reality, there are more modern, low-cost ways to do this. Cutting your phone bill plan in half has never been easier with Ting's brand new plans. Get talk and text for just $10 a month. Data plans starting at $15 a month and unlimited starting at $45 a month. Try comparing that with your current cell phone plans. So check them out over at techlead.ting.com. Plus, you'll get a free $25 just for trying them out. Link in the description below. Okay, so what else don't I own? Well, I don't own any fancy YouTube studio rig with a bunch of lighting and camera equipment that's going to tie me down to a certain location. I like to stay very mobile. And I don't own a bunch of brand name shoes, clothing, or kitchen appliances, nor do I make appointments months out in advance or even weeks in advance that's going to make my schedule inflexible or rigid. And so what I like to do is I just wake up and I think about, what do I want to do today? And I prioritize that for the day, and I can pretty much think up anything I want to do. And so when you compare me to, say, other people who wake up, normal functioning adults, who they have a bunch of responsibilities and obligations to take care of for the day, their time is not their own. They have to take care of things. They have to call their bank, their mortgage broker, their real estate agent, their financial advisor, their car repairman, their insurance agent, and all of these other things that get in the way of life, really. And the reality is all of this also just traps you in your current state, maintains the status quo, and prevents you from prioritizing things or taking on new initiatives that may be more efficient or effective because you're just so busy trying to maintain what you've built up. So you see, I learned to value this freedom early on as a digital nomad when I used to do a lot of traveling, and I still do. And it's because traveling is such a luxury. And here's an unfortunate fact. I believe that most of us, we don't travel. It's not because it's too expensive, because traveling can actually be done pretty cheaply if you know how to do it right. You can stay at cheaper hostels. And even before the lockdown, a lot of people didn't travel. And I know a lot of people are thinking, well, as soon as the lockdown ends, they're going to travel. I bet you even at that point, people, they're not going to travel that much. Maybe they'll take 1 or 2 trips and then that'll be it. They'll go back to their daily work routines. I think the real reason is that people have weighed themselves down through accumulated obligations and responsibilities. Managing their houses, real estate, subletting them out, maintaining them with their rental agreements. Like, I see my parents, they manage a few of their houses, and their time is not their own. They're really slaves to their own homes. Some people buy expensive cars, and they have to maintain and repair those cars, and then go out and earn more money such that they have enough funds to continue repairing those cars, trying to preserve whatever value they can in a fast depreciating asset. And then other people will go out and buy a bunch of brand name consumer goods that they simply cannot let go of when they need to lower their lifestyle, and they will always be chasing status. And then there's people problems as well. Some of us make the wrong friends, get into the wrong relationships, where we surround ourselves with really leeches, other people who weigh us down with their personal problems, their career problems. And so then we have to have weekly coffee chats with them just to check up on their status, to make sure that they're doing okay. And then we find ourselves dragged down to their level, sapped of our own vigor and time. Now, if you take a look at myself, well, I live like a kid. Now, I know that some of you may laugh at me and say, well, you're just an adult man living like a kid. That's ridiculous. Where's your responsibilities? But you know what? Being a kid with millions of dollars in the bank and no responsibility, isn't that the best when you think about it? And the fact is, most people out there are probably just jealous. If I'm able to be a fully functioning adult with no responsibility, then what are all of your responsibilities there for? To make you feel good? To make you feel more important? If you were smart like me, all of your time would be your own. I wake up and I can just play video games all day. In fact, that's what I've been doing all week last week. And so that's the funny thing. I have realized that my whole entire life has been this huge struggle just to find time to play my video games, which is truly a luxury. See, think about it. When I was in elementary school, my parents told me I had to finish all of my homework before I could play my games. And then later on in college, I had all of these lab assignments, homework, research papers, essays, and internships that I had to juggle before I could find a little bit of time to play video games in the evenings. And then I got a job, which was another huge set of responsibilities, 8 to 12 hours per day, and then maybe if I was lucky, I could find a little bit of time on the weekends to play some video games. And then of course, all the people problems in your life as well, hours of arguments, personal life drama, crying, yelling, chores, tasks, cleaning, maintenance, discussions about whose turn it is to do the dishes, who needs to do the laundry, did you take the car for repairs yet, another argument, and then you have to manage the life insurance and the pet insurance, and then the dog needs to go to the vet. And there's all these issues, and then you're pretty old by then, and you never really had time to play your video games. Well, you take a look at myself, I can play my games now. And so you can imagine, if I had bought a house by now, well, I would have all of this maintenance overhead that would be involved in the house, hundreds of hours lost poured into this house that I would have to struggle to maintain, subletting it out on Airbnb. Or if I had splurged on myself and bought a Porsche or a Tesla, can you just imagine how much time I would spend washing it, maintaining it, taking it in for repairs? It would just totally drain all of the time that I would normally have to play my games. Now, avoiding responsibility is not just for gamers such as myself. In fact, some of the richest people, businessmen in the world, like Warren Buffett, you'll notice, they own very little under their own names, actually. And in fact, that's one of the keys to success, is to own as little as possible. Why? Well, I can think of two potentially very good reasons. Number one is that by avoiding putting assets under your own name, you haven't realized the gain for yourself. Maybe it's still a business expense under your business, and that can cancel out with business income. And so that's one way that a lot of wealthy people can avoid paying taxes, because they haven't actually realized any gain under their own name. And so I think that's one reason it's so popular that you see CEOs often paying themselves a $1 salary or $0 salary. And then the second reason is that by having less assets, it makes you less susceptible to personal lawsuits. And so the funny thing is that what sets me apart as a millionaire compared to, say, normal people who only pretend to be wealthy is that they're so busy other accumulating stuff, accumulating wealth. And I know that they're being taxed 100% on all of this stuff, whereas the truly wealthy people own as little as possible and keep all of their assets in their businesses such that they're not even taxed on this stuff. Rich people own nothing because it's all a liability, not to mention there's the mental burden as well as the time burden to all material things. And so for me, whatever I buy, I look at not only the financial cost, but also the time cost, as well as the freedom cost that it's going to have. Like if you buy a car, it's going to tie down your freedom. You won't be able to relocate very easily. And it's going to cost you hundreds of hours that you have to physically pour into being there with the car to wash it, clean it, repair it, or to just even sit in it in order to enjoy it. And then you won't be able to play your video games. So why don't more people play games? Well, it's because they're too busy being adults. And not only that, they seem to take pride in being this adult, whatever that means. What I think it means is it's somebody who's accumulated so much baggage in their life that they have sold away all of their time, and they are even proud of having done so. Well, if that's what an adult is, then you can count me out. And so the secret is, how can you become an adult, acquire wealth, while avoiding obligation and responsibility? And if you're able to do that, you will have the ultimate freedom. So that'll do for me. Hope you enjoyed the video, but let me know, what would you do if you could just wake up and have no responsibility, do whatever you wanted that day with the millions in the bank? I'll see you in the comments below. If you liked the video, please give a like and subscribe. I appreciate that, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks. Bye.